Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing how to identify underperforming apartment complexes. A lot of you know us as the mom and pop kings of apartment investing. That's really what we look for early on in our investing, but things have changed. A lot more apartment complexes have been rehabbed, and I think ultimately our criteria for buying has changed a little bit. Gino, what were those days like when we got started back in the day?
Them were the good old days.
The good old days back in my day.
The market's changed. It's part of the market cycle, and it'll revert back. But I remember specifically on our third deal, I remember it was Valentine's Day. I was still at the restaurant. We had 2 feet of snow. We're closing on this deal. And I remember, how am I going to get to the bank? We just had a major snowstorm in New York. And I'm like, please let me get to the bank. But I remember doing due diligence on that property. And I remember walking on that property, going through those breezeways. You get rough scuff marks all over the wall. The concrete looks terrible. Going into the laundry rooms, those laundry machines weren't even
broken
working.
Windows.
I mean, you had shelving that was just terrible. I'm like, why? Why do people have to live like this? Then you look at the rents that they were getting. Well, that's what they were. It was called a death spiral. You go into the units. They're not rehab. They have old appliances.
And this is a mid-90s build.
Yeah. And what I loved about the property, we're right down the street from 4,000 jobs. And we saw it. We saw the writing on the wall. They were using units as storage sheds. I mean, it was like 80-something percent occupied, about 83% occupied. I remember when we took over. And that's what it was back then. But we went in there and we had to rehab those units. We had to put money into those units, and we loved the property, but that's what just stood out to us, Jake.
Yeah. So basically the deal was on LoopNet, and you know, when we first started investing, it was like the drive-by test. You could drive by and see that the place needed rehab, because again, not as many apartment complexes had been rehabbed at that time. And so it was very easy. Look, deals were on LoopNet. Deals were actually listed back then. Everything wasn't a call for offers. You didn't have to know who the brokers were. So you could literally do some online shopping, if you would. You could go online, see what something was listed for. And the pictures basically told the story. You know, you'd see weeds growing out of the gutters. They wouldn't show the pictures of the broken windows, but this place had broken windows, tons of down units. I think there was at least 7. There might have been 9, if my memory serves me correctly. And the parking lot had no rebar in it. So within 10 years, it failed, and it looked like Chernobyl. So, I mean, very, very easy to identify, you know, what the value adds are going to be. But today, you know, the market has changed. A lot of deals have been rehabbed. So when we're identifying properties, we need to sharpen our pencil a little bit and get a little more specific. So what we're looking for when we're identifying value in a purchase. So when we're looking at a property, we're saying, where can we extract the value out of this deal? We want to get all our parameters. Look, it's just like our buying parameters. We want to know the median income. We want to make sure that there's maybe a good school district, that it's in the path of progress. But specifically on the asset, we're looking at vintage. Okay, because we know that if we go into the 1960s, some of the 1970s product, there may be some plumbing issues, maybe some other things there that are not favorable, smaller unit sizes, etc. So we really prefer that 1980s or newer vintage. The size, the square foot of the units. Look, we're not saying we wouldn't buy a complex that was all studios if it made sense, but we're really not looking for those tiny micro units in the markets that we invest in. We're not in New York City where something like that makes sense right now. Maybe in the future it will. What upgrades have been done? Okay, that's going to determine the value. So if they've done a ton of upgrades, but the price is suppressed, something might be going on there. That might be something we're going to touch on in a minute here when Gino touches on the valuation through operation. Okay, location is huge. You know, that's going to really determine your rental comps, because if the guy next door is getting a higher rate than the property that you're looking at, why is that if all things are basically equal? So the rates versus the current market. And look, if you guys are in the game, you know this stuff. You know your markets well. You look at prices on a regular basis. You know, I was looking at something in Knoxville the other day. It was a 1970s one bedroom, and it was renting for $1,500. Well, the asking price online was $1,500. That's pretty good for our market. That's higher than what we're used to seeing. So I took mental note of that because, look, this is like, remember we were kids with the baseball card books, and we were going through, and everybody knew that the Ken Griffey Jr. 1989 upper deck card was like the most expensive one for $100. So you remember these prices because it's everything to your portfolio. And for ourselves, we like to look at our current portfolio because we know that our one beds that are built in the 1970s are not renting for $1,500. So if that person gets it, that means there's a ton of upside for some of our stuff. So I think looking at these different things and then coming up with a fair comp, that's essentially what we're trying to do for the offer. Same thing, you know, that everyone does with the single family residences, creating that fair comp. You're looking on, you know, Rentometer, we love apartments.com. I mean, these are big data warehouses where you can get the numbers from to really make a good analysis of, you know, the property.
Now, Jake has given a lot of information, but what I do is I challenge everyone, email me gino@jakeandgino.com. I will give you a PDF copy of one of these two books or both of them if you want. Just subscribe to the Jake and Gino channel. Now, why am I doing that? I want to take you to a 30,000 foot view. And when you're looking down, you're going to be learning about the three pillars of real estate in Creative Cash. Why do I mention the three pillars of real estate? It's about the market cycle, the debt you're going to be using, and the exit strategy. Jake's talking about the market cycle. Back in the day, that's what people were buying. They were buying those assets. And now the market cycle has evolved. You need to learn about the market cycle. You need to learn about these three pillars and how it's going to help you with your buy right criteria, right? What is your exit strategy on these deals? We're buying these assets right now for long-term generational wealth. We love to buy and hold forever. That doesn't mean you have to. We just want you to become crystal clear on what your exit strategy is. That's one of the mistakes that Jake and I did in the beginning. We were just buying and holding forever. We didn't have an exit strategy for all these deals. All these different metrics that Jake has talked to you about right now, think about what they're going to look like in your buy criteria. And maybe you pivot. Maybe there's a deal that you just want to buy, hold for a couple of years, and sell. Maybe there's another deal out there that you say, this has got a lot of meat on the bone. It's going to take me a little while to reposition it. Why would I want to sell it after 2 or 3 years? Let me hold it. So the Creative Cash does an amazing job of helping you understand what the three pillars of real estate are and putting them all together and letting them work in conjunction. But you really do need to flesh out what your buy right criteria is for you in your market.
Yeah, that's really important. And all those different metrics that I gave, those are just data points. Those are identifiers that you should be looking for to ultimately realize if the current asking rent is below what you think the market rent is. Mm-hmm. But that's only half the battle. You got to make sure that whatever price that you're going to be able to buy it for is reflective of that current rent. Otherwise, you're simply overpaying, right? Yes. So that's the key to really bring this home. And Gino, before we close out here, you wanted to touch a little bit on valuation through operation. Can you expand upon that?
Absolutely. Jake and Gino, we've been teaching our students, look through the prism of the valuation of an asset through its operational inefficiencies. We didn't know that when we first started out. We just thought mom and pops, hey, they're having problems running their properties. They have bad expenses. They have no systems. They have no value adds. So there's valuation through operation, not just renovation, not just going in and spending $10,000 a unit, ripping down cabinets and getting a $100 rent bump. Hey, if the expenses are $6,000 and you've got waste management coming to pick up your garbage, well, there's an expense saver right there. I mean, if you can cut down expenses and you can make it more efficient, maybe put online systems, right? Maybe get your property management software up and running to become more efficient for yourself. Because I've seen students come on board and they don't have the operational efficiencies. They'll have like, you know, 100 units scattered all about. They don't know what their KPIs are. They're not measuring those key performance indicators. They've got a bunch of delinquencies. This is what we're looking for when we're looking at an asset. We just took over an asset about 6 months ago. We added 2 additional units onto that asset. We also added storage onto that asset. We also added other ways to generate
move-in
revenue.
Move-in fees versus the
security deposits. Yeah, so there's so many different ways. So that is valuation through operation. And how do you do that? Well, at Jenkins, you know, we teach our students how to do that. We've created millions of dollars of increase in NOI from the students who've done that, who are implementing this. And that's how you learn how to underwrite. Underwriting is not just simply looking at numbers and doing a deal. You learn how to underwrite to your pro forma, that once you understand where expenses are, if your expenses, for instance, on this deal are $6,000 per unit, but you can drop them down to $5,500 per unit, that's a huge savings. And then all of a sudden, if you see your income is, let's say, $10,000 a month, and you can increase it by $1,000 or $1,500 a month. That's where it is, that valuation through operation. That's a huge lever in this part of the market cycle. That's why it's imperative that you learn those three pillars of real estate so you can put them all together and you're starting to operate these properties more efficiently. Because Jake and Gino like to say is the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right, and couple that with all three of those. And, you know, like I said, hit me up, Gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you copies of these because it's all in here. This is how you start. This is what you need to start multifamily. And this is where the debt markets are going. This is why we published a book with Bill Hamm. It's all about becoming creative. I don't want to hear any objections saying, I don't have the capital. I don't have the credibility. Bill did his first 400 units without walking into a bank. We've done over $20 million collectively.
You might have walked in, but they kicked him out.
Yep, don't let the door hit you in the back, right? Over $20 million the three of us have done in creative finance deals. Yeah. And it's an amazing sector. And it's coming back because a lot of these mom and pops have that valuation through their operation. They don't have the systems there.
Gino, if folks want to learn more, where can they go?
Oh, just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Schedule a call to work with our team. See how we can, you know, start helping you out on your journey with multifamily. It really comes through about getting clarity. Set your goals. Why are you doing multifamily? Jake and I can sit here and talk all day about how amazing multifamily is. We love it. It's the best vehicle, tax advantages, cash flow, principal pay down. It's all there. But until you really feel it in your bones and you say to yourself, I want to become an entrepreneur, and this is one of the best vehicles in real estate to do that, it's not going to help. So you need to schedule a call with one of our team members. They will walk you through the process. They're going to focus on what your goals are, how you can get into multifamily, because there's so many different ways of getting into multifamily. So just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Love to start that conversation with you.
To become a multifamily entrepreneur. I love that. Thanks so much, man. Great stuff today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.